Shemai, a chroeso I Learn Welsh. So on this page of your booklet, we have two main tasks and I'm going to talk you through them and then we're going to go over the answers. Pob lwc. So let's go over the first task. So is task of iaithi is a translation task, which is a big question, a 10-mark question in the GCSE exam paper. So it's really good to practice our translation skills. The main focus of this task is the present tense. So concentrate on the beginning of the sentences. The answers, so the present tense sentence patterns can be found ar dudalen 4 on page 4. There's also a special podcast as well going over them. So please look back at the sentence patterns on page 4 to help you. So we have 7 sentences to translate. Let's read them through in English. And then I want you to pause the podcast and have a go at translating. Rhifin, number 1. I am 11 years old. So we need to translate that. Numbers, digits, you can rewrite the numbers and digits in the Welsh version. They accept that as well in the GCSE exam. Rhif dau, number 2. I live in Bedwas. Remember, we're not doing any nasal mutation in year 7. So you can just Bedwas will stay exactly the same. Rhif tri, number 3. You are funny. Pedwar, he likes playing football. Pimp, she is 12 years old. Chwech, Phoebe enjoys Welsh. Saith, we are going to the cinema. So pause the podcast, translate what you can, leave a space for the ones that you can't. Pob lwc. Right then, atebion. So task of iaithi, atebion. So the answers for the translation question. Rhifin. I am 11 years old. So you can either use rydwin or dwin. Both are perfectly fine. Undegin. Oed. Age. Okay, you can have undegin in words or you could have the numbers 11. Rhif dau. I live in Bedwas. Dwi'n byw or rydwi'n byw yn Bedwas. Rhif tri. You are funny. Rwyt ti'n ddoniol. You are funny. Rwyt ti'n ddoniol. Rhif pedwar, number 4. He likes playing football. Mae e'n chwarae pêl droed. Rhif pimp. She is 12 years old. Mae hi'n 12 oed. She is 12. Chwech, Phoebe enjoys Welsh. Mae Phoebe yn mwynhau Cymraeg. Rhif saith, number 7. We are going to the cinema. Rydyn ni'n mynd i'r, so I apostrophe R, cinema with an S. Rydyn ni'n mynd i'r cinema. Da iawn, if you had them all right, or you had the starters, remember that's our focus right as well. Da iawn. So the next task on this sheet is a correction task. There are 10 mistakes, so de cam gymeriadau, and a paragraph isod. So in the paragraph below, there are 10 mistakes to correct. So this is a simplified version of one of the questions in the GCSE exam paper. You can write the correct version of the mistakes in any of the boxes. They don't have to be in any particular order as long as you write it in one of the boxes. They are all underlined as well, all 10 mistakes. So let's go over the paragraph. Harry ydy I, so the ydy is underlined, so that's a mistake. Rydyn I'n byw yn Bedwas, Bedwas with a lowercase. Be mindful of all the capital letters and lowercases as well, because they may be used incorrectly. Rydw I'n 11 oed, so the un with a double N, U double N is underlined. Mae un brawd gyda fi, so brawd is underlined, ac un chwaer gyda fi. Rydw I'n hoffi chwarae rygbi gyda ffrindiau. So there's quite a lot underlined there. Are they spelt correctly? Is there a capital letter misused? Is there any punctuations? Rydw i'n mynd i'r ysgol uwch o bedwas, that's fine. Rydw i'n mwynhau cerddoriaeth, ond dydw i ddim yn hoffi mathematics. So there's two in that sentence as well. So pause the podcast and I want you to write the corrections in any of the boxes below. Have a go of correcting all of them. Don't forget to use your booklet for help as well. So let's look over the answers at atebion. So we have Harry, so it should be Ydwy, so Y-D-W. Rydyn, that should be either Rydw, Rydwyn Byw, or Dwyn Byw. And Bedwas has a capital letter. Rydwyn, and then the een is only one N, so U-N, dig, enoid. My een and proud is spelled B-R-A-W-D. So the U gets replaced by a D. Gyda fi, ac un chwaer gyda fi. Rydwyn, hoffi has two Fs. And then gyda has one D. And ffrindiau has two Fs. Rydwyn mynd i'r ysgol uwch o bedwas, stays exactly the same. Mwynhau is spelled M-W-Y-N-H-A-U. And then the mathematic has one G. So die down if you had all of them and most of them correct. So give yourself marks. Diolch yn fawr iawn am rando. Thank you so much for listening. The next couple of podcasts will be answers as well to more reading and problem solving tasks in our Fi Fy Hunan booklet for blwyddyn saith i'r seven.